The Hard Shoulder on News Talk
with Nissan. Let's go the distance by keeping our distance. Nissan, innovation that excites.
Well, I'm delighted to be joined now by a man who's been under considerable stress and strain. I'm referring to comedian Syl Fox, who has been acquitted today of charges of sexually assaulting a woman who claimed he had touched her while taking a photograph in a pub in 2018. Outside the court, the district court, Syl spoke of his relief after the judge dismissed the charges against him. And Syl has always denied these, and he joins us on the line. Welcome to the programme, Syl. What was your reaction to the verdict today?
Oh, thank you very much. I was over the moon after going through this for a year and a half. I mean, it took a terrible strain on my health, you know, and so to finally hear the end of it, it was like as if I was an astronaut and I was just landed on the moon.
and tell me what happened in terms of this relates back to a South City Dublin pub on December the 17th, 2018. When did you first hear from Gardaí or court prosecution?
I heard it in February, about 2 months afterwards, and I couldn't believe it when they said to me that there was someone had a case again, was charging me with assaulting her or something like that. I said, you're mad, I couldn't believe it. But then they sent for me a couple of weeks after and to go down to Pearse Street Garda Station, which I did. And then they went down again. I did with my son, and they told me I was charged, and the DPP were going to go ahead with the case. I couldn't believe it. So that's there's been about four or five court appearances since then, and every time I'm there, I'm splashed all over all the papers. Syl Fox group, Syl Fox this, and it's not right. I mean, where a person, your photograph is in it, and the claim, the person who's charging it, they're not in it. Why is that? Why did you just, I mean, we're having your photographs in. People are reading the paper, and immediately they make their own decision and say, oh, this fella's guilty.
And people will, like people will, of course, say no smoke without fire and all of that, that you're sort of guilty before start. But the judge was very clear. Insofar as there was CCTV footage, a video of you being asked for the selfie, and it was on this basis you were exonerated. So when you saw the video material in the court, were you kind of relieved about it?
I was, yeah. Well, I knew I hadn't done anything, so I wasn't expecting anything different. But having said that, it's what comes out. Well, I was delighted that everything went well and I was exonerated, and you know, after being so long out of work, a year and a half, you know, most of the gigs I had in at the time were all cancelled straight away, including Funny Friday, which I'd been on for years. But besides that, there were all other gigs I had, and they were all cancelled within 48 hours. No one wanted to know me.
So even the allegation, irrespective of the court outcome, was very damaging to you. And how stressful did you find it?
I felt it. I couldn't hardly sleep at night. I couldn't. I'd lost interest in everything. I couldn't get my mind down to play golf even, you know. And I'm an ardent golfer. Well, I say I play golf. But I couldn't. My life was completely changed. And also the fact that I wasn't working in the night time, that I wasn't doing anything comedy. I didn't even look up gags while I was going through all this. So my life has completely changed. Now, I'd love to go back, Ivan. I really would.
Yes.
Because people say we're going to retire. Retire to what? I don't know anything else. And once you retire, you might as well hang your hat in and you're gone.
But, sir, you're 87.
Isn't it time to...
And some of the gags are average enough now. Let's be fair about it.
I know. I'm always doing my best to be topical. I walked around the block 6 times today. It was a small concrete block. But I do try to be as topical. But I'm only hoping that I have the incentive to start my mind getting back to comedy. And if that happens, then I'm only hoping that most of the people I knew, promoters, I only hope that they will think of me and maybe bring me back if I want to. But I will make up my mind.
You got full support from your family and your legal team. Did this take a toll on your family?
Well, it did. My wife, Laura, she's really only two here. My son and daughter are in Australia. My other son, of course, he's the main man. He looked after me for the whole year and a half while all this was going through. He was on the phone to solicitors and everything. The papers, they really ran me down every time there was a court case. Big photograph of Silk Fox, charged comedian, charged with assault. You know, I really felt terrible when I used to see them.
And given what happened to you and your subsequent acquittal, do you feel the case should have never been taken by the DPP?
I've already said it. I stated that should have never been stated. There was no case. Should they had the CCTV and that was... So why did they do this? Who made the decision that to put this case in court? That's not right. I mean, it could happen to anybody. If some woman comes over and says, you have to put your hand on me, you say, hold on, I didn't. And then all of a sudden you're in court trying to defend yourself for no reason.
So
would that be true?
I totally get your point. And if you didn't have the CCTV, it would have been very problematic for you. What do you say? Because, you know, often there's an angle in relation to these stories that genuine victims won't come forward where they are actually, you know, very badly beaten or abused or raped and so on.
You're saying there's true cases.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah, well, I would agree with that. Of course I would.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, I would agree with that. But that has to go before the DPP. They make their mind up.
Sure.
And that's where the people who have been victimised, it's only natural that would go to court. But the one in my case, in cases like me, should have never gone.
Indeed. The relief is obviously palpable. So what does the future hold?
So, well, the future holds that I'm going to try and get back working to keep my mind active and get back playing golf. And I'm only hoping that the people who had booked me before will give me a chance of getting back on the scene.
Indeed.
Because I was always enjoyed. And I must certainly say that Michael French, the solicitor, he was fantastic. And Emer, she was a barrister, Emer O'Hoogan. And surely for them, they were brilliant. They punched holes in everything that the claimant was saying. So they were marvellous. They worked very hard. So I have to congratulate them. The same as you would if someone done something good
and
for
sure,
you. You'd have
and
to
sure,
say
and sure, absolutely. And yeah, you're reliant on your legal team. Well, Judge Paula Murphy was very clear-cut today in Dublin District Court. We are delighted for you that your ordeal is over and that you can happily put it behind you now and get back to your working. But I do think you need to work on some of the scripts and gags, you know, on the Funny Friday. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, I will. Because people, with this coronavirus now, I mean, when you think about it, I was one of these people who were cocooning and all that. And you need someone on the telly. I need someone on the radio to give a laugh, to try and forget your worries for about 5 or 10 minutes. I loved listening to Live Line and also to any funny programmes that was on. Because I think Ireland needs a laugh. Would you agree?
Oh, You can sing that. You can sing that. Absolutely. All right. We're happy to put the record straight. Sil Fox, comedian. Thank you. We wish you continued success, health and good happiness in the years ahead.
And the best of luck to you and all you do. You're fantastic. Okay, bye.
The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk
with Nissan. Together, let's play our part by staying apart. Nissan. Innovation that excites.